The stack box where Ryder lives is out at the edge, alongside of the pipe. The pipe is broken now, but in the back times, they say it carried billions of gallons of water into the herb. Fresh, clean water that didn't have to be boiled and filtered before you drank it. Water so pure, you could swim in it without shriveling. I figure that's a made-up story, like a lot of the backtimer talk. In case you don't know, the back times were before the big shake, when everything supposedly was perfect and everybody lived rich. Personally, I doubt the back times ever existed. It's like a story you tell to make yourself feel better, that's all. The kind of story that starts with my real mom is a rich prude and my real dad is a latch boss and someday they'll rescue me and we'll all move to Eden and live happily ever after. Yeah, right. That only happens in the trendies. In real life, nobody comes to your rescue. Believe me, I know. Anyhow, the stacks. Nobody owns the stacks, and if you squat in one long enough, I guess you can call it home. If home is a little concrete box stacked 10 high in rows of 100. They say in the back times they used the boxes to store all the things they owned, but the only things stored there now are losers, assorted mopes and needle brains and gummies like the Ryder. You can smell the stacks before you see them, on account of there's no plumbing and the boxers have to use the ground like animals. The strange thing is, at first glance, it looks like nobody lives there. Nearby is this old industrial warehouse that sort of caved in long ago, and the rusty beams and rubble are strewn around, which makes it hard to walk without tripping over stuff. I can hear the scratchy noise of rats scurrying out of my way, and when there's rats, the humans are sure to be close. But where are they? Hiding, it turns out. As I get closer, a small, smeary face peeks up from behind a pile of rubble, and then there's a whistle, a warning signal, and the noise of people scrambling to hide themselves like they're afraid of something. Me, probably. They assume I'm one of the bully bangers, come to bust them down or worse, which is pretty close to the truth even if I don't like to admit it. I'm not officially down with the bangers, but the gang boss, Billy Bismo, he sort of likes me for some reason. When he heard I lost my family unit, he said, make room for the spaz boy. And they did. So the deal is, I'm here to steal. Stealing is my job. It's how I stay alive. Either you pay tribute to the bangers, which means they get half of everything that sticks to your hands, or the bangers decide you're no longer among the living. Which makes things very simple, even if sometimes you feel sort of bad about ripping off people who are even poorer than you are. Steal or die, that's what it comes down to. Be a banger or be gone, as the saying goes. Anyhow, this little face pokes up again from the rubble and looks at me with big scared eyes and I go, hey, don't move. And he freezes. The little face belongs to a little kid, maybe 5 years old, although he's got at least a million years worth of dirt on his cheeks. I bend down to look at him closer and a tear cuts through the dirt, which makes me feel bad, even though I haven't hurt the little guy or ripped him off or anything. Not yet. Hey, I go, can you talk? Little face nods. Now there are two tears melting the dirt on his cheeks. Keeping my voice real low and gentle, I go, you want a chocs bar? All you gotta do, show me the way to Ryder's stack box. You know where he lives? I take the chocs bar from my pocket and unwrap it so he can see. But he looks even more scared. I break off half and give it to him and go, eat it. Come on, it ain't gonna kill ya. And he kind of flinches, and that's when I realize he's never had a chocs bar, and he thinks it might be poison. I break off another little piece and put it in my mouth and go, mmm, good. And finally he eats a piece and waits for it to explode. When the taste starts to hit him, all velvety chocolate, little face finally stops crying. Told you it was good, I say. Now what about the geese they call Ryder? Where can I find him, huh? Littleface walks me through the rows of stack boxes. He doesn't say anything. He's too busy sucking the taste out of the chocs bar. Or maybe he's still too scared to talk. Whatever, when he gets to a certain row, he stops and just stands there. I go, is this it? Instead of saying yes, he runs away.